AT&T Wireless is for sale, and Singular Wireless appears to be the first company to make an offer. AT&T Wireless dominated the mobile phone industry in the mid-1990s, but has lost market share in recent years. It still has about 22 million customers, compared to Singular's 23 million. Combining the two companies would be a major consolidation in the mobile communications industry. NPR's Jim Ciroli reports.
None of the companies involved would comment on the proposed sale, but one source familiar with the offer confirmed yesterday that Singular's board of directors had made an all-cash offer to acquire AT&T Wireless over the weekend. The size of the bid isn't known, but AT&T Wireless is valued at about $27 billion. Singular, which is jointly owned by SBC and Bell South, is the nation's second largest cellular phone company after Verizon. Acquiring third-ranked AT&T Wireless would make Singular the nation's largest cellular phone company. AT&T Wireless is an attractive takeover target for several reasons. It has a large base of business and residential customers, and it has a sizable amount of wireless spectrum, and that's especially valuable at a time when companies are trying to build up their broadband services. In the wake of the Singular offer, several other large wireless companies, including Nextel and Britain's Vodafone, have also reportedly expressed initial interest in a deal, raising the possibility of a bidding war. The source said there's bound to be a little bit of horse trading back and forth. Any merger between AT&T Wireless and another company would have to be approved by federal regulators. Jim Ciroli, NPR News.